And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. On Saturday, as Texas hosted the National Rifle Association in an annual convention in Houston, the Texas House passed 12 bills that makes it even easier to obtain and possess firearms in the state. The passage of the legislation contains provisions to allow college students to carry handguns in class, to block any theoretical federal bans on assault weapons or high-capacity ammunition. There are high-capacity clips. The 12 bills pleased many gun rights advocates, passed easily in the Republican-dominated House. We're going to be talking about bills over guns over the next few minutes here. We want to hear from you. If you got an idea about what if Texas is going in the right direction, the wrong direction, what do we need to do anything about guns at all, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to The Source at tpr.org. Now let's go ahead and we're going to check in with our reporter, Ryan Poppe, at the Texas Public Radio correspondent in Austin, and he's been covering many things in Austin, including what's happening with guns. So Ryan, is it really fair to call Saturday Gun Day in Austin?
I think it's more than fair when it took up 90% of the debate that we heard on our first working weekend. Lots of talk about guns on campus bill, lots of talk about creating a school marshal program. And there was bills that were sort of administrative bills, as I like to call them, that sort of cleaned up language or made it a lot easier for someone to possess a gun or get a CHL license.
Now, from what side of the House is this legislation coming from?
It's mostly on the right side, or the Republican side. I would say probably 90% of the gun legislation that we've seen. But let me retract that. 90% of the gun legislation that has been passed has come from some of your more staunch Republicans. Let's take, for one instance, Representative Dan Flynn. He had a couple of bills that, just as he puts it, streamlines the process for getting a CHL license. It reduces the number of classroom hours from 10 down to 4 hours. It also allows CHL holders to renew their license online, and it sets the groundwork for actually taking the classroom portion of the CHL license online. So that's just one of the bills. There's other bills like, Sarah Davis had a bill that reduces the amount of fees that somebody would pay to have to pick up a CHL. So if you were, a vet, you would only have to pay $25 in order to get a CHL. Same thing with police officer. So there was little things like that that were tacked on. But then, you know, we got into the bigger bills like HB 972. That was Alan Fletcher's bill, and it would allow students who currently have a CHL to carry their weapons with them on a college campus. Now, colleges can already opt in to that. If they want, you know, they want to change rules and say, we want to allow our students to carry guns. You already see that happening at the Texas A&M campus. They already have a similar measure that if you have a CHL, you know, we're not going to stop you from bringing your weapon with you to class. There were a host of amendments that got tacked on to that gun bill. One of which by Diane Patrick says that students couldn't take their weapons with them to any mass gathering. So any football game, big pep rally, concert being held on a college campus, you wouldn't be allowed to carry your handgun with you at that point. Now, in the Senate side, there is a group of Democrats and Republicans that feel this is an emotional issue. It's too soon after Sandy Hook, and that they're planning on killing the bill as soon as it gets over there. On this side, on the House side, House members are trying to craft it to where it doesn't end up in that person's conference committee.
Okay.
So, anyway.
All right, so, and we're going to be hearing from Representative Fletcher on that. Is he on the line now? Representative Fletcher, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so tell me about your gun bill and where it is in the process.
Okay. Well, we passed it out of the Texas House, and what happened was the original bill was a companion bill to Senator Birdwell's bill in the Senate. And Senator Whitmire, who's the chair of criminal justice, was not happy with that bill. We had a substitute out of my Homeland Security Committee, which I'm the vice chair of. And when we got it on the House floor, we put some amendments back on, because the reason I filed the bill originally is I had an issue with the fact that men and women who've lived in this state until they're at least 21 years of age and have no criminal history, who've been fingerprinted and background checked to get a CHL permit, should not be subject to a third-degree felony when they go on a college campus. We've got men and women all over this state that are working all day long, trying to go to classes at night. They have to make a decision to leave their gun in the car, which would be illegal, by the way, at that point, or leave it on them concealed and go into class to get an education. And if they were, for some reason, required to use the gun, or if someone inadvertently saw that, it could turn into a third-degree felony, and we could change their lives. And I take exception to law-abiding citizens being turned into felons. I spent my entire life as a Houston police officer before I was honored to be elected to the legislature, and I can tell you that when someone has a felony on their record, it changes their life. And I don't think the men and women that are qualified to be CHL carriers should be subject to a third-degree felony. So that's the first most important thing that we've done, the amendment that we put on there with respect to them being able to be in the parking lot with the vehicle to walk on the campus. We took out of the substitute the 30.06 signs, which ironically, 30.06 sounds like 30-06, and we refer to it as the 30-06 signs. It's never been on government buildings, so we didn't want that to be on our school buildings. And we have a situation in there now where the colleges, the state schools can opt out, and the private schools can opt out, or they can opt in. And we made it to where they're going to confer with the students and the faculty and the regents, but the final say after all this, folks getting together and working on, it's going to come from the CEO or president of the university. So I think it's a good piece of legislation. I've spoken with Senator Whitmire. Senator Whitmire said that he needed me to speak with Kirk Watson with the Democrat caucus. I spoke with him this morning, and he told me that based on the bill that they have in front of them, that he thinks he can move it for me now. And so I think we're going to have some success in getting that signed in the Senate, and I believe we're going to have the governor sign it later. I think it's going to be law in Texas.
Okay, so that you're pretty optimistic, although some people are still thinking that it has a few hurdles to go. But you're in the inside, and you have an idea what's going on there. So probably by the end of the session, we'll have a law that allows students on a college campus who are 21 years of age, who have passed a concealed handguns license, and they've are, you know, that means they have no felonies and they're law-abiding citizens, that they will be able to bring a loaded gun onto campus.
Correct. I believe that as long as the president of the university, after his consultation with his student body and his teachers and his regents and he or she himself, have made a decision that that's what they want, because they can't opt out. But there's also an amendment that says that they can't opt out forever. They have to bring this up once a year. They have to opt out annually. So just because some school decides today they're not doing it, they might decide they're going to do it next year.
Does that go for public universities and private universities?
I'm sorry?
Well, you know, there are like private colleges, right. Catholic colleges.
Right.
Does that work there as well?
Opt in and opt out. You have to opt in or you have to opt out.
Every year?
Every year.
All right, well, let's go ahead and bring in Len Tatum. He's a professor at Baylor University, and he's been involved in covering this issue. Professor Tatum, tell me what your reaction is to hearing about this legislation.
Well, by the way, it's good to be here. It's good to talk with you, Representative Fletcher. There's been no issue I'm one of these old fogies. In my 26 years of teaching, there's been such a consensus among faculty members it's approaching near unanimity that having guns in a classroom is a bad idea for a variety of reasons. It's not ideologically, interestingly enough. Our executive committee of the American Association of University Professors has on its executive committee numerous gun owners, holders of CHLs. It was unanimously passed, a bad idea to have 21, 22-year-old kids in a classroom, which should be a place for safe exchange of ideas. Turning it to a potential free-fire zone is just an idea that doesn't appeal to almost any professor that I know of.
Well, Mr. Professor Tatum, can I ask you a question? Are you the professor that testified before my Homeland Security Committee?
No.
You're not. Well, we had a professor from Baylor come up and said that he had a petition of 119 professors at Baylor that didn't want this to happen at Baylor. And I looked
right
and found out 589 and asked him, could I
you're cutting out on me or something. I didn't hear that.
Sorry. He said that he had a petition of 119 professors from Baylor that had signed on to the petition not to have guns on campus. And I said that I checked and found out there were 589 professors at Baylor. Does that mean the other 400-plus are okay with it? And he laughed. But I'll tell you that your analogy about guns in the room, these people aren't police officers. They're CHL holders, and it's for personal protection. And they're not going out to become heroes and to confront these people. We want them to be armed where if in a certain circumstance this person gets there, you know, it takes about 3 seconds for these incidents to take place. There's no way in the world that armed security or anybody can respond to a situation like that. And we want these folks to have that weapon to protect themselves in that situation. And I will tell you this. I've got 3 degrees, and I got them from Sam Houston State University, 2 of them, graduate school. Mm-hmm. And 90% of the people there are carrying weapons, CHLs, because most of them are peace officers. And, you know, we don't have any problems. And if you look on the state now,
9,300... I think the issue of a highly trained police officer on campus with a gun, I don't think disturbs anybody. Now, I might tell your technical people I'm getting some bad feedback here. The issue is not highly trained police officers. The issue is 21-year-old people with no training in public safety carrying guns into classroom. I don't know, and actually, I think probably the group that is most opposed to having students on campus are our public safety officers. Their basic response, as they've expressed it to me, is that if there's a shooting in a classroom or in any situation, they're trained to take out whoever has the gun. They're not trained to discern in the classroom when guns start firing that I'm not going to shoot this person and I'm not going to shoot that person. As you probably know from your days in a classroom,
sure,
you're going to have some students asleep in the back of the classroom.
So Professor Tatum, so you're saying that, you know, that some students are disturb you and you don't want them armed because but we're talking about students that have passed a concealed handgun license. And so I think the point that Representative Fletcher is making is that they do have some training and they have some screening going on here.
Well, they don't have training in terms of public safety. As I understand the issue, they don't know how to identify a potential threat. They don't. Public safety officers go through months and months, as I understand it. I'm certainly willing to be corrected on how to handle a gun in a violent situation. CHL people simply are not. So I think the issue of the fact that we are comfortable with trained public police officers having a gun on campus and saying, well, students are just kind of like that, we shouldn't be upset, that's a false dichotomy.
But apparently what it looks like this legislation is going to pass, will be signed into law, and will become a reality. So will that change how you behave in the classroom, or you think that will change the classroom atmosphere?
I think it will change the classroom atmosphere. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think that it's going to hurt Texas education because there will be people that will not take jobs in Texas. Why in the world, if you were a professor and you could get an equal job at a state where you could feel safe, would you want to be in a classroom? It turns out that one of the fundamental functions of a professor is to great. This morning I've had about 20 different students.
Yeah, end of the semester, finals right now.
Right. I had them in my office, and there were about four of the 20 that I had to give them very bad news. I care for them, but had to give them bad news. And frankly, I don't want to have to worry one of them has a gun in her pocket.
Got you. Those type of people aren't going to follow a law one way or the other. So let me go ahead and bring in Dr. Donna Campbell. She is a freshman senator in Austin representing the San Antonio and the Hill Country, and she's also been a proponent of gun legislation. Dr. Donna Campbell, thank you for joining us here on The Source.
Oh, it's nice to get to join you. Thank you for inviting me.
So you have been a proponent of some of the new gun legislation in Austin that will, as some people call it, will relax some of our laws about guns in Texas. What are you trying to achieve?
I am a proponent of our Second Amendment rights. I'm a proponent of anything that fortifies our Second Amendment rights. You know, I would say the issue really is, what do we do about criminals? Everybody tries to make this an issue about what to do with responsible citizens. And let me just deviate for a second. CHL holders are 15 times less likely to commit a crime than the general population. They are the safest, most responsible gun owners, and that comes from DPS. I would say that the focus needs to be put on criminals, not innocent people like concealed handgun license Texans. Innocent people get mowed down by criminals. And what do people who are against protecting our Second Amendment rights, what do they want us, what does Professor Tatum want us to fight them with? A paper wad? I'm serious. It's a concealed handgun. They go through background checks. They have rigors of testing and proficiency. And I'll tell you, if he gives a bad grade to somebody because they deserve it on a test, that person, if they are the type that has a mental instability and they want to come back and seek retribution, then they're going to be carrying a gun anyway. It's not going to be somebody who passed the rigors of a concealed handgun background check.
Okay.
I mean, and those that would agree with the professor, I mean, I really want them to, what would they suggest innocent people do when a criminal who violates all the laws comes in wielding a gun?
Well, let's find out, because Sally Ann is on the line. She wants to join the conversation, and she's got something to say.
Hi. Thank you. Am I on?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
All right. This is Sally Ann. I'm not going to say which university, but I am adjunct faculty at two local universities in the city. And every faculty member that I have spoken with has said that if the Texas law okays guns on campus, that we're all retiring and going into another business. We don't feel safe with hot-headed students. I appreciate the woman's joke about the paper wad. She does have a point, I must say. But the bottom line is, free and open discussion, it's more of a hair-trigger temper thing. And I've had a lot of students with hair-trigger tempers that I would not want having a gun in the classroom, regardless of a grade issue.
But don't you think that any student that would have a problem, that would go to those lengths to retaliate against a professor for a bad grade or a misunderstanding in the classroom, a law is not going to matter to those folks?
You could have a point, but then they probably wouldn't have the gun with them if they were angry, spur of the moment angry in the classroom.
All right. Well, Sally Ann, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Thanks to all of the people.
I like the show, and I like TPR.
I appreciate that very much. Well, thank you very much. We're going to go take a break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with more Source. We'll be back then.